Hey, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. That was a song by Teenage Fan Club called Everything Flows, and I played it in honor of my flowing ankle. That is, I rolled my ankle yesterday, last night. And I'm not going to blame it for me being late into the studio today, but when you roll your ankle and you sprain it, you're like your Achilles, you sprain that, it kind of makes every single thing you do just a little bit slower. Like you go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, why was I there? Why did that take so long? Or you go to make a sandwich and it's like, what? How did I spend half an hour making a sandwich? Time kind of passes a bit quicker because you kind of waddle a little bit more. Like you're just kind of a bit lighter on your feet. So if you can sympathize with me, that would be great. Thanks. But anyway, we're going to move on. The very new track from a group of local favorites called Woolworm. I think they're embarking on a tour very soon. And before that, they had the pleasure of, or they gave us the pleasure of releasing a couple new tracks, I guess, from an LP that will soon to be released, maybe after they return. But I've not heard it. Well, I've heard the first five seconds of it to make sure that it's not a piece of trolling. But that's it. It is a song, I think. It's called Sun Rock, and it's here on CITR 101.9 FM.
60 movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films, this August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit the website, vlaff.org, to learn more.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
That was the Pale Saints with the track called Blue Flower off the Throwing Back the Apple single, R-E-P. It's a four-track piece. That's actually a cover of a cover. I've never heard the true original, but the version that it most apes is one by Mazzy Star that was released, I guess, a couple... maybe only like a year before, actually. Their version sounds... surprisingly, the Mazzy Star version is more rock and roll of the two. You usually expect any version of a song they do to be more sort of sullen and quiet. But that's one of my favorite covers. It's a great guitar sound, and it's a guitar solo that I grew up playing a lot, because it's pretty easy to play on guitar, but it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of like not too cheesy, it's pretty reserved, and kind of goes well with the flow of the song, so I like that one a lot. So before that, we played a solo electronic artist called Babel from Toronto, I believe. Yeah. And the track was called Mein Geist, spelled like a German... I'm not sure exactly the words, but it's what I would assume. And it's from his album, This is the Sacred Fire, and there's a... That's the first one, and he recently released a second piece to that, I guess a continuation of a similar theme, but it's definitely, you read about descriptions of albums and they're called like experimental electronic music, and it's so broad and general and you never know what to make of it, but this one's actually pretty interesting. I can't really speak to how, because I don't know enough about the technical specifications behind it, but it's a... Yeah, it sounds different than a lot of other albums in that ilk, I guess, that come through. Before that was a group called The Gloaming from Dublin, Ireland, with a very... it's actually a traditional Irish jig called Repeal the Union, and it sounds a lot like the Irish Washerwoman, if you were wondering why that tune sounded familiar. And it's from their second self-titled record. Most of the record doesn't sound like that. Most of the other songs are very, they're original compositions for one thing, and they're also very long and very dramatic, and they're quite beautiful. But I decided to go with an old hit, as they say. Anyway, this is Muzak for the Observant, and, over this time that I've been here, I've not shied away from my appreciation of boneheaded classic rock and cheesy, ridiculous metal. I don't, that's just what I like. And it's probably, there's a lot of reasons for that, but I won't bore you with those details. But we're going to listen to this song by a group from the UK. They're called Martha, and this track is called The Awkward Ones, and I'm prefaced it with that description of my less than sophisticated taste, because this track has a very distinctive arena rock riff in it. I'm gonna see if you can guess it, and it's very easy. This is like beginner level cheese rock, but the song's pretty good, actually. It's called The Awkward Ones, and it's off of Martha's new album, Blisters in the Pit of My Heart. So this is The Awkward Ones on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
felt sober the last time that we spoke. Though I think about you, I decided that it's safe where we left it, safe for us both. That stuff was a million years ago.
August 24th at the Emerald Cabaret, Ora Kogan touring in support of her latest album, Shadowland, an exploration of psychedelic Americana. Joining Kogan is Malcolm Jack, flirting with art rock and free jazz. Tickets are $10, doors at 8, show at 9. Presented by Hidden City Records, sponsored by CITR and Discorder Magazine.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Cut, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune into the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
That was a group called Blessed, and the track was called Swim, here on Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Very cool guitar playing. Very, the recording of it, if you're listening on something with very separated stereo speakers, such as headphones or speakers that are really far apart from one another, you could tell the ridiculous amount of either panning or, the panning that has been done on the guitars. If there's multiple guitars, which I assume, there definitely is. They're definitely like hard panned so that you're hearing like the separate guitars in each ear. And it's kind of disorienting almost, but it's pretty cool. It shows off what they're doing, which is pretty technical, pretty interesting. So I like that track a lot. It's on Split with a band called Dodgers. And every time I read that name, I just think of the baseball team, but that's my problem, and maybe not a lot of people have that problem. Anyway, we're going to... Oh, and to let you know if you won the contest, that is, if you could guess what that song by Martha was kind of taking a riff from. That song we played was called The Awkward Ones by this UK group called Martha, and I asked what classic rock riff that was. And it's at the start of the song, and it's the chorus of the song, and it's More Than a Feeling by Boston. And if you didn't know that, that's amazing that you haven't heard More Than a Feeling. But now that I've told you what that song is, you'll probably hear it everywhere you walk. You'll hear it in bus stops and in bars and people singing it. Every time you go to karaoke, someone will sing More Than a Feeling, and you'll be, oh yeah, I know that song now. I know where that's from. Anyway, Marco's going to come up at 3 o'clock with Astrotalk. But before that, we're going to sign off with a track from a Winnipeg punk rock group called Satanic Rites. And they don't really sound that satanic. They're more of like a skate punk rock band, which that doesn't really mean anything except that they kind of have this aesthetic of being pretty like stonery dudes. But I hear a lot about Winnipeg punk rock bands. There's apparently a lot of good music coming out of Winnipeg these days. I'm not sure if that's correlated with their reputation as being kind of like a rough city. But when I say rough city, that's relative to what people, when people talk about like Canadian cities, it's not... I still think, like, you know, you assume the roughest Canadian city is not even... It's probably like Switzerland compared to Philadelphia or something, but I'm not sure. Anyway, this song is called Born on a Skateboard by Satanic Rites here on CRTR 101.9 FM. And I'll see you all next week. Yeah, bye. Let's go.